I must confess to a feeling of profound humility in the presence of a universe which transcends us at almost every point. I feel like a child who, while playing by the seashore, has found a few bright colored shells and a few pebbles, while the whole vast ocean of truth stretches out almost untouched and unruffled before my eager fingers. With these words from Sir Isaac Newton, I'm happy to welcome you all to our service this morning. My name is Roy Goodman, and I'm a member of this church and a member of the Social Justice Committee, which is presenting today's service. It's good for all of us to be here together. If you're visiting today, either for the first time or coming back after a previous visit, we extend a special welcome to you. After the service, I hope you'll join us for some coffee and conversation in the dining room, just down there, and come back and see us as often as you can. If you'd like to know more about our church, about Unitarian Universalism, please feel free to stop by the newcomers table. It's to your right as you go through the dining room door. There are also greeters in the back talk with you and be pleased to show you around and answer any questions, provide you with any literature you might want. Chalice today will be led by Mary Ferguson.
Creation story is taken from the legends of the Zulu people of South Africa. No stars were there, no sun, neither moon nor earth, nothing that existed but darkness itself, a darkness everywhere. Nothing existed but nothingness, a nothingness neither hot nor cold, dead or alive. Nothing had been floating for no one knows how long upon the invisible waters of time, that mighty river with neither source nor mouth, which was, which is, and ever shall be. Then one day, or is it right to say one day, the river, time, desired nothingness, like a flesh and blood male beast desires his female partner. And as a result of the strange mating of time and nothingness, a most tiny, nigh invisible spark of living fire was born.